from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Andrew Siciliano, you'll hear him with Nathan Zagura and Gerard Cherry on the sideline coming up Sunday, 4:25 kickoff from Huntington Bank Field.
Man, Andrew Siciliano, I know his grandparents were from Cleveland. I used to listen to him on the Tony Bruno show when I was in college.
Oh my God, that's right.
And he would talk about his Browns fandom. And so now, all these years later, to hear it come full circle to him doing the games weekly. And of course, you can catch all those right here on 92.3 The Fan. Congratulations to him. Obviously, it's with heavy hearts. We're going to be thinking of Jim. I know Andrew will be thinking of Jim, a tough guy to replace, a guy that really you can't replace. I mean, let's be honest. That voice will be synonymous with Cleveland Browns football forever. But the show does go on, and it's going to be Andrew Siciliano right here.
Yep, right here, 4:25, coming up on Sunday, here on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. And remember, you can hear it on the free Odyssey app if you live within 100 miles of downtown Cleveland. So if you're at 101 miles, get to a parking lot and make sure you can listen to it right here on The Fan, because it's going to be a big one, obviously. Dallas Cowboys are in town. And I do remember the last time they came was during the 16 or 17 year, one of the lean years, and it was like all Cowboys fans. Was the last time
remember,
they came.
I totally
now,
remember that.
I think this is going to be different because it is week one, because the team is successful now or is a contending football team, the Cleveland Browns are. Did you see, I'm going to put you on the spot here, what was the latest get-in price on the secondary market?
Yeah, yesterday I think it was around 240, 250.
250.
But those are the worst seats in the house, and those are individuals. If you were looking for two together in good spots in the stadium, my God, lower bowl.
Yeah.
Looks like they've went down a little bit. I got two together with fees right now, 171.
Yeah, what happens is, I can tell you what happens is people do, because they want to go to the home opener.
Yeah.
Is it to have season tickets?
Right.
And then to unload a game like this. It's not fun, but you'll list them
at
a crazy price.
Yeah, I don't think prices dropped. I think prices went, all right, we didn't get a nibble. We're going to the opener.
We're going to this game.
And I think there is, especially if you've only paid X amount of dollars for those tickets and you can make double or triple your money and help you pay off the rest of them.
And you know what that tells me, though? What it tells me is you list those prices at crazy high values, thinking if a Cowboy fan is going to fly in, they got to buy the tickets.
Right.
That tells me that these are Browns fans hanging onto their seats, and it is not going to be one of those takeovers the way it can be in December when you're 3 and whatever. Like, I think this is going to be a great home field advantage.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
As long as they keep Mitch from attending the game. As long as we don't let him have a press credential either. I don't need him in the press box.
Zeke Elliott is back on the Cowboys.
Yes.
You said you were a Cowboy fan because of Zeke Elliott.
No. You did day with Rodney McLeod, so you never corrected yourself,
by the way. No, I don't need to correct myself, and I don't need to correct myself in front of Rodney.
There's no fandom for the Cowboys anymore, full-time or part-time. None at all right now.
Do you or do you not still own a Cowboy jersey?
Right now at the end of the sentence.
Yeah, he said right now. Do you or do you not still own a Cowboy jersey?
It's not at my place.
Do you or do you not still own a Cowboy jersey?
I would say
answer the question.
Technically, no.
Do you or do you? So it's your dad's jersey now?
No, he doesn't wear football jerseys.
So whose jersey is it? It's just some random jersey hanging up in a closet?
It is sitting in a house 60 miles from here.
So you're saying that your dad just keeps things that aren't even his, that aren't even his family's in his house?
I still have mementos in my house like most people do when they move out of their parents' house. So,
well, that's just going to happen. If Dallas wins, he'll have his folks overnight the jersey so you can have
it. You see, this is what happens is my stuff is still my stuff at my dad's house. It's been years since I've been there, and gradually he brings it along as time goes on, including my mother's ashes. But those are my mother's ashes, and those belong to me now. So am I a part-time fan of my mother now, or am I a full-time fan of my mother now, Mitch?
I would hope full-time.
You're either all in or all out as a Browns fan, so you better pick your place and go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.